Hello, welcome to the first episode of this podcast. I'm a screenwriter in Hollywood, and guys, it's not all unicorns and glamour over here, okay? I know we all fantasize about it, but no, things are pretty normal here. If not, they are very brutal. So let's get to the normal world of Hollywood that's filled with struggles of real people. I'm tired of these screenwriting advice podcasts, or like what's happening in Hollywood, the tea. I love them, but hey, why not make a little relatable corner of the internet where you can listen to your fellow artist, screenwriter, filmmaker, best friend's life. And I will be honest with you. I will reflect on what happened to me that day, that week, that month, and actually spill some real tea, okay? So every episode is going to be a reflection of what's going on in my professional life as a screenwriter based in Hollywood, and I've been doing this for 6 years. Not the reflection podcast part, but screenwriting part. And this episode is going to be about what happened to me yesterday, which was pretty crazy. It's going to be a great start. First, let's listen to this clip I recorded yesterday in the midst of action.
I just burned my fingerprints. I no longer have fingerprints. I just burned my fingerprints. It was insane. I can't believe I forgot that I was baking. And I took the baking tray out of the oven with my bare hands. I almost dropped the food. Like, it happens on this TV show called The Girl Across the Street from The Girl Across the Window, or whatever it's called. It's starring Kristen Bell. I cannot believe it happened to me. And it happened because I was overthinking. Now, I burned my fingers. It hurts like hell. I probably lost some of my fingerprints. And it was for nothing.
So here I was just rambling in pain, obviously, in this recording. My hands are okay now, but they were burning all day. But why was I overthinking so much with what happened with a client? And to be clear, this was a screenwriting client. It's been like 2-3 weeks I've been working on this TV show, and there was a lot of misunderstandings. Some messages or emails sent that sounded a little bit rude. I'm sure the client was not trying to do that, but it did sound a little bit rude, and it did sound like I was being rushed, and it was almost like I felt like someone was telling me, I paid you, now you have to do this. And it was so, I don't know, it was such a weird experience. And I know this client is a good person, so I'm not trying to undermine them. I'm not giving any names, obviously. But you know how miscommunication sometimes causes issues, and you're here alone reading an email or a message, and you feel like they're undermining either your potential, or they act like they paid you enough to do a certain work. But here's the thing, guys, in Hollywood, no, they never pay you enough to do a certain work. It's a lot of work to do something. And usually, especially if you're in the indie world, they're not paying you enough. So you're just there wasting your weeks for, I don't know, like $500, $500, let's say. And you are working on this project for 3 weeks. And the thing is, it takes so much mental space that you cannot focus on any other work. You cannot focus on any other to-do list that you have. Well, I focus on other to-do lists, but I'm half-assing them, and then I'm trying to focus on this main project, but it's paying me $500. Let's be honest. To live in Los Angeles, you need at least $4,000 a month to actually afford rent, afford groceries. But that's minimum. If you want a normal life, like if you want to grab some coffee with friends, go to brunches, maybe order in because you don't have time to cook, then you need at least $6,000 to $8,000 a month here in LA with this economy out there. So with a client paying $500 for the development of a full story, full TV show, and then on top of that requesting me to outline every single episode of seasons, that's not realistic. And throughout this gig, let's say it's a freelance gig, throughout this gig I did communicate with the client saying that I cannot possibly do this. They also kept saying, you need to request extra, I will pay you extra, but there is no extra I can request from you, and especially on this platform. This platform I'm working on, by the way, cuts 20% of what I get. So imagine that, $500, 20% is gonna be cut. That's $400. So this client is telling me, I can pay you, just request more, and you can do this here. No, I will not do this on this platform. We have to connect outside if you want me to do further development of your story. Because I basically have clients that I work in Hollywood, or like some producers or some writers, and I write for them. On the other hand, I have a small gig where smaller clients hire me, like fellow writers just starting out. They want some advice. They send me their TV Bible pitch deck or whatever, and I give them notes, or they want me to make their TV Bible or their pitch deck. So I do that for them. This was basically a bigger client who found me on the smaller client gig website. Let's say that. So it was just not working out. I kept saying we will do this after this order is done. We have to connect outside of this platform once this order is done. Anyways, things were just getting lost. So I guess I was just overthinking my delivery too. Like I put weeks of work into this, but I still felt like I was not being appreciated, at least through messages. Whenever they sent me like a voice message, because sometimes we had to communicate through voice message, things were getting lost in messaging. In these voice messages, they were sounding very, very nice, very kind, and very appreciative. But I feel like the messages were, I don't know, they were not good at messaging. I don't blame anyone. But basically, that's what's been going on. That's why I burned my hands. It's not like that's why I burned my hands, but I burned my hand because I was just overthinking about this client. I wanted them to like me, which is a normal reaction. You know, I want to work with them. Of course, why not? Like, it's a great idea. I love the genre. I'm mainly that genre writer. So I just wanted to prove myself, but I kept getting, I don't know, the messages kept making me feel like this is not going to be possible. And I felt like I was not enough for this, which is, they are valid feelings we all struggle with. This is interesting. I want to touch base on this important issue of these clients requesting old episodes or TV shows, because I feel like this is going to help a lot of fellow screenwriters here. I had this with another client. This was a very small client from my hometown, and he has never written anything, but he was writing this TV show. But he was writing every single episode of this TV show, and he was making it oddly close to another TV show. So I feel like he was just very influenced by it. And I tried my best to explain this guy that he shouldn't write all of the episodes of a TV show. It's a waste of time. Unless you're working with small production companies, you don't have to write episodes. Pilot and TV Bible and maybe a pitch deck will go a long way for you to sell your show. You do not need to write episode 2, episode 3, or any other episodes. You do have to figure out the season's arc. What's going to happen in season 1, just an overview of it. What's going to happen in season 2, season 3. In one of my TV Bibles, I even went till like season 6 because I had ideas and I wanted to show the executives, the producers, and whoever is going to be my TV Bible that I know where this story is going, so they feel more secure. But you cannot write all the episodes, because here's the thing, there's something called writer's room in Hollywood. If you're here, you know, if you got education in a film school, you might know this. But you sell a TV show with a pilot script and a TV Bible and maybe a pitch deck, maybe a lookbook. You sell this TV show and they want to make it. That's when they write, they hire other writers and they build a writer's room. And in the writer's room, you exchange ideas about season 1. Like, your entire TV Bible might change. Your season's overview plans might be completely trash and they might go a totally different way. Yes, you are the creator, but no one cares. I'm sorry, just no one cares unless you're a very powerful creator like Shonda Rhimes, Ryan Murphy. If you're not one of those names or a very big show creator, usually a producer will want to do what they want to do. And the producer will influence the writer's room to do what they want to be done. So that's how it works. And that's why I got very overwhelmed when the client was asking me to outline every single episode throughout the entire 1, 2, 3 seasons. Because that is not possible. That's the job of writer's room. And I'm not saying it's not possible in that sense. I wrote an audio drama show. I had 8 characters, and I had to outline every single character's arc throughout the series, what's going to happen in each episode, and then I wrote the entire season 1 on my own. That was hard, that was not impossible, but when it's a TV show, it's not necessary for you to do all that work. That's all I'm saying. It's not necessary for you to invest this time, invest this money and energy to make someone, or you do it yourself, like you shouldn't be outlining every single episode. That's a lot of work, especially in an hour long show. At least, I don't know about half hour, but again, they're gonna make a writer's room, and everything you built already is gonna change. So you shouldn't waste your time unless you're gonna write books about your, like, every single episode is gonna be a chapter in a book. Then you can outline, then you can write the book. That's for sure. But I'm advocating for efficiency here. So you don't need to do all of this. So I was just being a little bit stressed because the client was offering, one, less money for the amount of work that this is going to take. Guys, in a writer's room, I worked in some writer's room. I've been a part of simulated Hollywood writer's room and stuff like that. So what they do is they have, so each hour long episode has A, B, C, D stories. And each half hour TV show's episode has A, B, C storylines, or A, B, C, D. It's the choice of the writer. And in a writer's room, each person is assigned A or B or C or D storyline. At the beginning, each person is assigned a character or 2-3 characters, and they break the character down. Then they break down their season journey, and then the entire writer's room brainstorms about what's going to happen in the entire season. Then we put it into episode format. Then each episode is assigned to a writer. Then the writer, on their own time, outlines, comes back to the writer's room, gets feedback and notes from other writers. Especially the creator is very involved in this process. So they can be like, no, this outline is not working. You have to change this, this, this. Oh, I don't like this storyline. Let's do this. But of course, if they have time. If they don't have time, sometimes Netflix rush them, or the streaming platform rushes them, because they only have 1 month to write the entire season 1 and shoot it. And yeah, basically characters, outlines, A, B, C, D storylines, they're all figured out by different writers. And it takes a village. It really takes a village to make a TV show or write the TV show. There's a lot of writers involved. There's a lot of people involved in the process of developing the storyline and make it make sense. Now, this guy is offering to pay me $500 more for me to outline each episode. Now, do you guys understand my frustration? One, it takes a village to do that. Two, it takes time to do that. Like, for me to write that season 1 of a show all by myself took 5 months. So, no, I'd rather focus on my own work. Like, if I'm being honest with you guys, I'm being very vulnerable, but I'd rather focus on my own work than outline episodes, because I know they're not going to be used unless you are the producer, unless you are the network yourself, unless you're gonna shoot the entire season 1 and then sell it, which is not the best, if I'm being honest with you. If you are the only one investing everything into this, then there's a lot of stakes there, and there's only one writer writing the entire season 1, then I can already tell that's not going to be a good show. I can already say that. I'm sorry. But based on this information, let's talk about why WGA was rallying against streaming networks this past summer.
It's because they were basically keeping writer's room small and only for 1 month, as I said, especially with premium streaming networks, Netflix, and things like that. They wanna save money. So only for 1 month, they hire maybe 5 writers to write an entire season one. Then rest of the year, writers are not paid at all. So that was the background information about the WGA strike, if you were curious about what was going on. I hope that makes sense. And overall, I want each episode to have themes and messages for you guys to learn from. My mistakes, my experiences here, and not just you, let's learn together. So the first lesson I want you to take is, if you have a TV show idea and you want to start from somewhere, start with making your character list. And one big mistake that I always see in my newer clients is making a character list of all the characters that they're going to have in the entire show. Even if it's like the smallest character that's only going to appear one time and then going to die. They try to put that in the TV Bible. Girl, I tried to do that too. Believe me, it's not going to work out, because those people that you are going to pitch your TV show to, they are really not going to care about the smaller characters. You need to make your character list in a way that you only feature the main characters and side characters and the characters that are going to have an arc throughout the seasons, throughout the series. You don't have to put every single little guy that's going to appear, every single extra in the background that's going to appear. That's a mistake. But if you want to do that, if you are like, I have to do that, I need to see it, then make a separate character list where it's just for you. You're not going to send it to the executives. You're not going to pitch this to the producers. Nobody's going to see it until the show is sold, and then you can show it to the writer's room. It would be helpful. But make a character list and make sure you dive really deep. This is going to be a full-on episode about characters and the world, but basically, make a character list, figure out your world, even if it's present time New York, present time Los Angeles. You have to dive deep into your world. And then we have to figure out themes and messages. As I said, every episode is going to have themes and messages for me. Well, TV shows also have themes. So we have to dive deep into that. And then, yeah, slowly, there are different sections of a TV Bible. If you're interested in resources, I have a YouTube channel you can follow, and send me a message somewhere and I'll make a video about a template you can use for TV shows, which is very timely in Hollywood right now. Like, that's the template they all use. I can share that because it's a lot to talk about in this episode, so I'm not getting into that. And then next, if you have a TV show idea and you figured out your entire TV Bible, you have to write your TV pilot script. That's one of the most important things. Your TV pilot script is never done on the first draft. Trust me on that. There is a saying between writers where like, you need to write it at least 50, maybe 100 times for it to get to a place where you're happy. The TV pilot script keeps changing, and as the script changes, your TV Bible changes, and it's a long process. You cannot expect, even if you have millions, if you're a millionaire listening to me, if you're a billionaire listening to me, no, don't do it. Don't just half-ass a TV show, a TV pilot, a TV Bible, and then make it yourself. It's not worth it. It's a lot of work that goes into TV show writing, and some people really look at it like, oh yeah, it's so easy, I can make it. No, you can't. It's a lot of work. It takes a village. It takes a village to write, and then takes another more village to actually produce and make every single episode. Even if a TV show sucks and you're watching it, there are real people behind it that were involved in that process, and they thought it was good. You know, so be nice to them. Okay, moving on. Now, let's go back to the beginning of how all of this started. I burned my hands. I burned my fingerprints, which made me want to do this podcast, by the way. It's kind of funny, but I totally forgot about the fact that the baking tray was hot as I was taking it out of a 400 Fahrenheit oven. That's like 204 Celsius for my European and other listeners, by the way. And I did that because I was lost in a tot. It was crazy. I have ADHD, obviously, as you can see by this episode and the name of the podcast and everything. And I'm always lost in my head, but I'm never that lost to burn myself, like hold a hot baking tray with my bare hands. And guys, I swear to God, it took me at least 3 to 5 seconds to realize my hands were burning. And I screamed. My lungs hurt from screaming because it was actually hurting. And I held my hands there for 3 to 5 seconds. It felt like 20 seconds, but I'm trying to be realistic here. I cannot believe I was that lost over a client. It's crazy to think that I was so, first, desperate about the client's approval. I feel like his messages were rude, but his voice messages were nice, so I didn't know what to expect. And as someone who's been traumatized by clients, by the way, I swear to God, there's a lot of crazy clients out here. I had a Disney writer client, and I'm gonna spill the tea about her very soon without giving her name. There are some really crazy people out there. I would say narcissistic people all over the place. They gaslight you and do all of that. So I've been traumatized. That's why I've been very cautious about this client. And this is not just me, by the way. My friends from camera department, my editor friends, they experience very similar things that I'm experiencing. And that's what I want to say in this episode. I want to make sure I convey the realities of Hollywood. It's not all unicorns and rainbows and glamour. It's not all, yeah, everyone is nice to each other. No, guys, it is not like that. So yeah, a little bit backstory about why I was so scared, because I've been burned before, not by an oven tray, but by a client. So that's why I was being cautious, and that's why I was so lost in my head. So the biggest message of this episode that I also want to take for myself is, don't kill yourself over trying to explain the client. If your client is being uninformed, guys, you need your hands, you need your fingerprints, no need to lose yourself in the process of overthinking and trying to explain or trying to over-explain. Okay, I explained this client, and I explained the other previous client that I told you about. I explained to them the process of Hollywood. And by the way, this other big client who I've been stressed about, I don't know why he didn't know the process, because he did work on some big TV productions, but I guess not in the writing. I don't know, guys. But it's okay. You know, it's their journey. You can only do your best. And what they do next after listening to you is their own journey. That has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with you. So that's the biggest lesson. Don't burn your hands overthinking about something. If you have ADHD, be careful. Okay? Thank you for listening, and I hope we all take something away for today and be a better version of ourselves next time. I would like to say stay tuned for the next messy episode, and let's see what I burn next time while I'm overthinking about something.